Now, as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker popped wheat and Quaker popped rice, the breakfast cereal shot from gun, present Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest, blazing the trail for Sergeant Preston of the Northwest Mounted Police in his relentless pursuit of lawbreakers.
On King! On, you Huskies!
Gold! Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Quaker popped wheat and Quaker popped rice, bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog, Yukon King, as they meet the challenge of the Yukon.
There's no one that can make a better cereal than Quaker Puff Rice. It's nice. And when you hear that shooting, you're durn tootin' that Quaker makes the ones shot from guns.
Say, fellas and girls, here's a super idea for breakfast tomorrow morning. And no April fooling. Take a heaping bowl full of the ones shot from guns, Quaker popped rice or Quaker popped wheat. Then cover them with milk or thick, rich yellow cream. Top them with sliced bananas or other fruit. There's a treat that can't be beat. Quaker popped rice or Quaker popped wheat. Pierre Dumont, the young French-Canadian, entered his cabin a few miles from Selkirk. He was enthusiastic as he greeted his wife, Marie.
Marie, I have been most lucky with my traps this season. I have just brought in another batch of fine furs. Oh. Added to what I have out in the shed, they will bring much money.
Pierre, I'm so glad. You have worked so very hard.
I was a fool to waste so much time in the past trying to find gold. Working a trap line is much easier and more profitable.
I shall be happy when you sell your furs and bring home the cash.
Oh, you'll not have long to wait, Mary. I intend to load them on my sled in the morning and take them to the trading post in town.
But are you sure the storekeeper will buy them and that he will pay a good price?
This afternoon, I am going to town to get some supplies. I shall tell him of my furs and ask if he will buy them at the market price. I am sure that by this time tomorrow we'll have plenty of cash.
It will be such a relief.
I know. Ah, you have put up with a great deal, Mary. But no longer will you have to worry. Now I shall go hitch the dogs to the sled and go to Selkirk.
That afternoon, Pierre entered the general store in Selkirk. He cheerily greeted the small group of loungers around the big stove as he walked to the counter.
Good afternoon, my friends.
Well, how are you, Pierre?
I am feeling fine, Mike. Here's a list of the supplies I want. I'll stop for them later.
All right, I'll have them ready for you.
You buy skins here, do you not, Mike?
Sure.
What do you pay for them?
Well, that depends on the quality of the skins, Pierre.
Of course, but you do pay the market price?
That's right. Why'd you ask?
I have many fine skins to sell. Fox, beaver, raccoon, all in fine condition.
Say, I heard you gave up hunting gold and had taken up the trapping, but I didn't expect you to do so well.
Oh, I have had a wonderful season, Mike. I'll bring in a whole sled load of furs in the morning.
That's fine. If you have what you say, it ought to get you plenty of cash. And I'll be mighty glad to buy them from you.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I'll bring the load of skins to you tomorrow morning early. I'll be back later for my supplies. Au revoir, everybody.
Bye.
That evening in the cafe in Selkirk, one of the men who had been in the store when Pierre asked about the furs sat talking in a low voice to another man.
A young Frenchman named Pierre came into the store today, Joe. Said he had a lot of fine furs to sell.
Yeah? What about it?
Furs are bringing pretty high prices right now. What he said, he must have plenty of fine ones.
What's on your mind, Sid?
Well, I figure after he collects the cash, we'd follow him and grab it.
Oh, Huh? We could use cash right now.
It ought to be easy. After we get the cash, we'll keep going away from town.
You fool. He'd get the Mounties on our trail as soon as he got back to Selkirk.
We'll figure things out so he'll not get back to town.
All right. I'll leave it up to you to figure things out, Sid. I need cash, and I don't care how I get it.
Yeah, it's the way it is with me. We'll watch for that Frenchman in the morning and be ready to follow him.
The following morning, Pierre arrived in town with his load of furs. At the general store, Mike, the storekeeper, sorted and graded the skins. Then, after agreeing on a price, gave Pierre the cash in small bills.
There you are, Pierre. $1,200 in cash.
Thanks, Mike. Having this cash makes me feel like a new man. I'll take it home and show it to Marie. Then tonight we'll come to town to celebrate.
Well, I hope you continue to have good luck with your trap line, Pierre. Those are mighty fine skins you brought in.
I'll be bringing in more before long. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Pierre.
Pierre left the store with the cash and headed out the trail for home. He had gone about halfway when a shot rang out behind him.
Who are you, huskies?
We have you covered. What? Keep your hands up. Come on, mush. Mush.
Ho there. Ho.
What is this?
You'll find out. Keep them covered, Joe. I'll search them for the cash.
That money, it is all I have.
You mean it's all you did have? We have it now. Keep him covered while I tie him, Joe.
I'll not let you tie me. Give me that money.
Hey, this'll settle you.
No. I'll stop you.
Shut up or I'll put a bullet in you. Now watch him, Joe. He scattered the bills. I have to pick him up.
Do not get away with these.
Shut up. Hurry up, Seth. Yeah, I think I have it all. There. Now I'll tie him. If he makes another move, let him have a bullet.
Quickly, Sid tied Pierre's hands and feet. When he finished, he spoke to Joe.
Come on, Joe. Help me put him on our sled.
What are you planning to do with him?
We'll take him with us. When we're a long way from Selkirk, we'll find a way to get rid of him. Now, come on.
Right. You are fools. You will be caught.
Shut up. There. What about his sled and dog team? We'll scatter his dogs and bury the sled in a snowdrift. Now, let's get busy.
Pierre's dogs were cut loose from their harness and scattered. Then Sid and Joe shoved the sled into a nearby snowdrift and covered it.
That's done. Now we'll hit the trail. Get on the sled, Joe.
Right.
All right, mush! Mush, you husky!
Later, Sergeant Preston was in the general store with his dog Yukon King when a prospector entered.
Good, Sergeant. I'm glad I ran into you.
Oh, hello, Paul. What's wrong?
Well, when I was on my way to town, I saw a couple of dogs running loose. I recognized one of them as Pierre Dumont's lead dog.
Huh?
It isn't like Pierre to be careless with his dog, so I thought I'd report it in case something's wrong at his place.
Yes, it is strange that Pierre's dog should be running loose.
Are you sure you recognize those dogs, Paul?
Oh, I'm positive.
I can't understand it. Pierre was here this morning with a load of furs. He collected $1,200 in small bills and started for home.
I'll go out to his cabin right away. Come along, King.
Others had used the trail since Sid and Joe had robbed Pierre. Sergeant Preston made a hurried trip to Pierre's cabin and soon pulled to a stop in front of the door.
Hello, King. Hello, Husky. Hello.
Wait here, King.
Oh, Sergeant Preston, do come in out of the cold.
Thanks, Marie. Is Pierre home?
Well, no, he isn't. He went to town this morning to sell his furs. I expected him home long before this.
I see.
Is there something wrong?
I'm not sure, Marie.
Sergeant, tell me, why have you come out here to see Pierre?
Pierre left town some time ago to come here. A prospector reported having seen a couple of Pierre's dogs running loose.
Oh, then something has happened to Pierre. I am sure of it. He is most careful with his dogs.
Well, try not to worry. I'll do everything possible to find Pierre. I'll go back to town and pick up his trail there.
You must find him, Sergeant.
I'll do my best. Oh, could I have something of Pierre's? A glove, perhaps? Oh,
yes, he lost one of his old gloves and bought a new pair 2 days ago. The odd glove is here. I will get it. Here it is. But why do you want this?
King will get Pierre's scent from the glove, and then he'll be able to pick up his trail.
Something has happened to Pierre.
We have no reason to think he's been harmed, Marie. King and I'll keep on till we find him. I'll leave now. Try not to worry.
Oui. I shall try, Sergio.
Up front, boy. All right, on King! On, you husky!
Sergeant Preston and King returned to the general store in town. There, Preston gave King the scent from Pierre's glove.
Find him, King. Find.
The intelligent dog moved in a circle in front of the store, sniffing to catch Pierre's scent. Then, barking, he started toward the trail they had just traveled.
All right, on, you huskies!
King led the team along the trail at a steady pace for some distance. Then, came to the spot where the holdup had taken place, the big husky stopped a moment.
Hi, huskies! Hello! What is it, King?
The intelligent dog had noticed a change in the scent. It seemed weaker and mixed with that of others. The scent of the dogs, which had been identified with that of the man he was following, was displaced by the scent of other dogs. King whined and sniffed the ground.
Find something, boy? Oh, what's this? $10 bill. Could have been one of the bills Pierre was carrying. He wouldn't have any reason to take the money out of his pocket here unless... Seems as if something were dragged over to that snowdrift. Let's take a look, boy. There is something here. A sled. Pierre's sled and the tug lines have been cut. Something has happened to Pierre King, and I hope we'll not be too late when we find him.
We'll continue our adventure in just a moment. I just saw the scariest creature go by. Is it my imagination, or what on earth could it be?
Oh, I am an Indian medicine man.
I guess I haven't seen you before up here in the Yukon.
I am an ancient medicine man.
Oh, I see. Well, say, in those old days, I'll bet even you would have been mystified at the famous serial shot from gun.
What? Me know all Indian magic.
Well, it's food magic. The way choice, sun-ripened, premium grains of rice or wheat are loaded into huge guns and exploded. And out come big, giant grains of Quaker-puffed wheat or rice.
You say exploded?
Yes, Indian medicine man. They're exploded up to 8 times normal size. They're magnified, crispified. Shot through and through with bang-up nut-like flavor, too.
My tribe would give plenty wampum for this magic food.
Another thing, Quaker-puffed rice and Quaker-puffed wheat are nourishing. They furnish added health values of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. So remember that, all you fellas and girls listening in. Beat the drums at your house for the nourishing cereal that tastes so scrumptious. Ask Mom to look for the big red and blue packages of delicious, crisp, Quaker popped wheat and Quaker popped rice. The breakfast cereals shot from guns. Now to continue. After picking up Pierre's trail by means of the scent from one of his gloves, King led Sergeant Preston to the place where the young man had been robbed. Preston stood a moment looking around. He knew that if Pierre's body was hidden someplace near, King would find it. He finally gave a command.
Find him, King. Find boy. King's going on up the trail. That means whoever robbed Pierre took him away. We may still find him alive. All right, on, you husky! March! Meantime, the crooks Sid and Joe had turned off the main trail and had taken a branch that led to the frozen river.
We'll soon be traveling on the Yukon River, Joe. Make better time on the ice.
We should have stuck to the main trail. Risky traveling the river with spring coming on.
Stop worrying.
But the three of us along with the sled make a big load, Sid.
He is right. It is risky. The ice may crack under us.
You'll probably end up under the ice anyway, Frenchie, so stop butting in.
We're coming to the river now. I still think we're fools to try it.
I know what I'm doing, Joe. Like I said before, we'll make faster time on the ice. A mush! Mush, you husky!
Later, Sergeant Preston and King moved across the branch trail toward the river. When they reached the ice-covered stream, Preston stopped the dog team a moment.
Okay. Hiya, huskies. Hola.
They've taken to the ice, King. The spring thaw is so close, it's dangerous. Well, we'll have to take the chance if we hope to find Pierre. All right, boy, up front.
On King! On, you huskies!
For an hour or so, Sid and Joe moved over the ice with their prisoner. Finally, Joe spoke again.
Hey, Sid, this ice is kind of slushy on top. We better get off it while we have a chance.
Nothing doing. It's strong enough to hold twice our weight, so stop worrying. Mush! Mush there!
How long do you intend to follow the river, Sid?
Till we get near Salmon Run. Then we'll leave the river and put up at a cabin I know of.
How long do you expect to keep this Frenchie with us?
Tonight after we reach the cabin, we'll put a bullet in him. And we'll bust a hole in the ice on the river and shove him under.
But why will you kill me? Keep the money. Let me go when you reach the cabin. By the time I find a town, you'd be far away.
Yeah, maybe. But those Mounties might telegraph ahead if you told them about us and they'd catch us. The only thing to do is get rid of you.
But I have a wife.
Too bad, Frenchie. After tonight, she'll be a widow, huh, Joe?
Yeah, that's right.
You'll both be hanged for murder. If you kill me, they'll catch you. I know they will.
Don't get excited, Frenchie. Just let us worry about getting caught. People will think you went on a spree with the cash you got for the skin. They'll never know what happened to you, or that we had anything to do with it.
Hey, Sid, did you hear that?
Ho, ho there, ho, ho. Yeah, I heard it. Doesn't mean anything, Joe. I don't see any cracks in the ice.
It is beginning to break up underneath.
I've heard the ice crack like that in the middle of winter. Mush! Mush, you husky!
Some distance back, Sergeant Preston, who had made much faster time than the heavily loaded sled he was following, also heard the ominous cracking of the ice.
The thaw is starting. I'll have to risk it. They can't be too far ahead of me now.
On, King! Faster, boy! On, you huskies!
For a short time, the two crooks and their prisoner moved over the river ice. No further cracking had been heard.
Ho, ho there, ho, ho there.
As they stopped a few moments to rest the dogs, Sid and Joe listened for more indications of the thaw. Finally, Sid broke the tense silence.
Hey, you see, Joe, that cracking you got so excited about didn't mean a thing.
I hope you're right, Sid.
He is wrong, I am sure of it. I have lived in this country all my life. I know the signs of the thaw.
Oh, shut up, will you? If you think by making us nervous we might untie you, you have another thought coming. Come on, it's time we started moving again. Mush, you husky!
They had gone only a short distance, and Joe was beginning to think Sid was right when...
Sid, the ice is breaking up!
Ho, ho there, ho, ho! Holy mackerel, it's piling up in the big ridges ahead of us.
Please, cut the cords and give me a chance.
Nothing doing. We'll try to make it to shore. Mush! Mush, you huskies!
Look, Sid, it's cracking up near the shore. Hurry!
Mush! Mush there, mush!
Sergeant Preston had rounded a bend in the river and had seen the crook sled some distance ahead. At the same time, he too was startled by the cracking and grinding of the ice.
The ice is breaking up. Good thing I'm traveling close to shore. Hawking! Hi, Hawking!
The intelligent dog turned to the left and led the dog team toward the nearby shore. Before long, Sergeant Preston's sled was off the ice and following the shoreline. Preston saw the other sled turn toward the shore, and he could make out Sid's frantic efforts to hasten the speed of the dog.
I'll never make it. On, King! On, you husky!
As the ice cracked under them and parted as they neared the shore, Sid stopped the team.
Oh, ho there! Ho, ho now!
Said we haven't a chance.
We're on a big piece of ice with water all around us. Now cut the tug lines and give the dogs a chance.
Give me a chance, too. Cut the cord.
Shut up. We may get to shore, but I'm not taking a chance that you do.
What are we going to do?
It's about 20 feet of open water between us and the shore, Joe. We'll have to try to swim for it.
I'm not much of a swimmer. In that icy water,
it's our only chance. Come on.
Casting off their heavy parkas, Sid and Joe jumped into the open water.
Wait. Don't leave me. Help. Help. Come back. Help. Don't leave me.
Sergeant Preston came along the shore in time to see the two crooks jump into the water. He heard Pierre's cry for help.
Okay. Hurry, Husky. Put a...
Yeah. He's on that sled and he's tied. Well, he's safe for the moment, King. We'll get the two men who are swimming toward shore.
Come on, boy. I'll take a rope.
I can't make it. Help. I can't help you. All I can do is save myself.
Preston ran to the water's edge. The two crooks were about 10 feet away, but neither of them seemed to be making headway. Preston called out.
You there. I'll throw you a rope. Grab it.
Help. Throw it quick for money.
Forget that and save yourself. Here's the rope.
The rope snaked out toward Joe, who managed to grab a loop Preston had made in the end of it.
I have it.
All right, hang on.
Slowly, the Mountie pulled the crook to the shore. As he sat shivering, his partner, Sid, crawled from the water.
I'll take your guns just in case. I think the fight's gone out of you for the moment. I'll get blankets.
Quickly, Preston brought blankets, and the two crooks sat wrapped in them, shivering.
Now, King, it's up to you, boy. Go to that sled, fella. Swim out, King. Go to him.
The great husky seemed to understand. He went into the water, then swam with strong strokes to the big piece of ice where Pierre was marooned on the sled. At first, he had difficulty trying to climb onto the ice. Then, with an extra effort, he managed to pull himself up. He stood a moment, shaking off the cold water, then went to the sled.
Sergeant Preston's dog, King. But how can he help me? Here, King. These ropes.
King understood. He gnawed the cords which held Pierre's hands together until they finally parted.
My hands are free. Now I'll untie my feet.
In a few moments, Pierre was free. He stood up and walked to the edge of the ice.
You'll have to swim for it, Pierre. If you can get back here to me, and I'll throw a rope to you. Come back, King.
Preston kept the prisoners under control until King returned to the shore. And then, while King stood guard over them, the sergeant threw a rope to Pierre. A short time later, Pierre, too, had reached safety and was wrapped in blankets. Sergeant Preston quickly gathered firewood and started a campfire to dry out the men's wet clothing. King stood guard over the two crooks at all times. When their clothing was dry, Preston had Pierre hold a gun while he handcuffed Sid and Joe. Pierre had told the Mountie what had happened, and the roll of bills was found in Sid's pocket.
Those handcuffs will hold you. I'm arresting you in the name of the Crown for robbery and attempted murder.
Sid, I told you it was risky on the ice.
Oh, shut up. If this Mountie hadn't come along, we might have got away.
I'd have drowned, you mean.
Sergeant, how did you happen to come along?
I didn't happen to come along, dear. Some of your dogs were seen running loose. I learned you'd started for home with a large sum of money. So I went there. Your wife gave me a glove, in which King got you a cent, and then we picked up your trail.
Oh, that is fortunate for me.
Yes, they meant to kill you. I found your sled under the snowdrift. I knew then you were really in trouble.
See, Sid, you aren't as smart as you thought you were.
How would I know Imani would come along with a dog that's almost human? Had much to blame for us getting trailed and caught. Hey, you...
King doesn't like to be called a mutt. If it hadn't been for him, I would have been dead. But remember, it was Sergeant Preston who trained that dog to do the things he does.
King's a great partner to have, dear. Without his help, I couldn't say this case is closed.
Sergeant Preston will return in just a moment with a word about our next exciting adventure. Sometimes at breakfast, folks do a hop, skip, and jump as they snatch a bit of food. But not when there's delicious, crisp Quaker Puffed Rice or Quaker Puffed Wheat on the table.
Mm-mm.
They have the toasty, nut-like flavor that no one in the family wants to skip.
The flavor of the good, natural grain.
The sun-ripened flavor that old Mother Nature puts into it. After all, you youngsters may like your cereal very, very sweet, while you mothers and dads may like your cereal not nearly so sweet. And that's the beauty of Quaker Popped Rice and Quaker Popped Wheat. They are never coated with factory sweetening. Your whole family can sweeten them with sugar just the way you like them. Eat a better breakfast. Enjoy a better day. Yes, and it's a smart mom who puts that deliciously fresh, crisp, Quaker Popped Wheat and Quaker Popped Rice on the breakfast table every morning. Remember, the one shot from guns come only in the big red and blue packages with the sealed inner lining that keeps them fresh as can be. Listen, everybody, especially you moms and dads. This is National Boys Club Week. Boys clubs help keep boys away from the dangers of the street. Give them a chance to play, work, and learn to respect the rights of the other fellow. Such fine American citizens as Joe DiMaggio, Sid Luckman, and Joey Brown were members of boys clubs. Yes, boys clubs help build the citizens of tomorrow. And now, here is Sergeant Preston.
Sergeant Preston reporting for duty, Inspector.
Now that the ocean's frozen over, Sergeant, you're scheduled to make a patrol of the Eskimo sealing villages on the Beaufort Sea.
Yes, sir.
Well, before you visit the Eskimos, I suggest that you investigate this report.
A whaler, icebound, north of Devil's Point.
There may be trouble aboard. The Eskimos report hearing gunfire.
I'll make the whaler my first stop, Inspector.
The whaler, Northern Pursuit, had reached its ice-locked berth in the Beaufort Sea at the end of a disastrous voyage. But the final tragedy occurred when the sergeant was actually in sight of her. The ship was a flaming torch. A madman had set her afire, intent on destroying every member of the ship's crew. Don't miss this next exciting adventure. These radio dramas, a feature of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon Incorporated, are created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Fred Flowerday, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of Sergeant Preston is played by Paul Sutton. Sergeant Preston of the Yukon is brought to you every Tuesday and Thursday at this same time. On Thursday, by Quaker Popped Wheat and Quaker Popped Rice. The breakfast cereal shot from guns. Boys, girls, hurry. Get this special brand new collection of 18 Braves of Indian Nations trading cards. That's 18 Indian trading cards, all different, all reproductions of original paintings of famous Indians. Set includes Arapaho War Dance, Hopi Snake Dancer, Blackfeet Buffalo Hunter, Sitting Bull Geronimo Crazy Horse, to name a few. Every card in full colors, stiff back, regular playing card size. These exciting Indian trading cards are not on sale in stores. They're offered only by Quaker Pacoten. That's Quaker Pacoten. 10 crisp, fresh, individual servings of 6 different favorite ready-to-serve cereals. Remember, only Pacoten has wheat and rice shot from guns. And inside special new packages now at grocers, you get a sample Indian trading card free of extra cost. To get entire collection of 18 in a hurry, do this. But act fast. Supply is limited. Right now, tonight, send name, address, and 10 cents. That's only 10 cents, together with money-back guarantee seal or special order blank from bottom of Pacoten package. Mail to Indian Cards, Box 712, Chicago 77, Illinois. This is J. Michael wishing you goodbye, good luck, and good health from Quaker Popped Wheat and Quaker Popped Rice. So long. Listen tomorrow at this same time to The Green Hornet, brought to you by the drink that makes you feel fresh again, delicious Orange Crush. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.